In Northwest news from 88.5 KNKX, the Mariners host the Houston Astros at Safeco Field this weekend as the pennant race heats up. Heading into this weekend series, the M's had won 8 games in a row, including all of the games on their latest road trip. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel says it's a very exciting time for the team and their fans. The Mariners return to Safeco Field, having completed their 3rd perfect road trip in team history, 6-0. Art, this is a big deal.
It is remarkable because these guys were deader than dead at the end of August with a long losing streak, and it seemed like it was all over. Writers and radio talk show hosts and fans were already into their obituaries. And look what we have here,
yes.
A pennant race. The remarkable thing is that 6-0 road trip. I hope fans understand how rare that is. The Mariners have only done it 2 other times. And in Major League Baseball, to do that well on the road, 6 games in a row, is remarkable. And the main reason is that the starting pitching has really developed the way that I think General Manager Jerry Dipoto would have liked to have seen in April. But the recovery of Taijuan Walker, along with the steady performances from Hisashi Iwakuma, Felix Hernandez, and now a young guy, Ariel Miranda, picked up at midseason, is very exciting, I think, for Mariner fans, and that does bode well for the rest of the season.
And at the plate, the Mariners' 3rd, 4th, and 5th hitters, Robinson Cano, Nelson Cruz, and Kyle Seager, have certainly been big contributors, but it doesn't end there.
Right. Those big hitters are actually doing what they were paid to do. They are meeting expectations. Not to say that that is bad or wrong, it's just that that's why they were here. The thing that makes this team exciting is not only because they can win late and come from behind and do a lot of dramatic things. The thing that surprised me most was Edwin Diaz, the 22-year-old closer. He was a minor league double-A pitcher, starting pitcher, who was converted to relief in just about a month in June. And he was so good, the Mariners brought him up to the big club. And now this guy has saved 15 of his 16 save opportunities. And he has the most saves in baseball since August 1st. It's a remarkable thing for someone so young to come up here and solve a vulnerability with the Mariners.
So looking ahead, the Mariners play the Astros this weekend. They want to make sure Safeco Field is packed. And as a nod to the 8-game winning streak, new lead owner John Stanton says view reserve seats, $8 this weekend.
How about that?
Yeah.
That is something the old regime would have never thought of. But Stanton is savvy about retail. Stanton has said, I want this place packed. He understands this is a football town with the Seahawks doing well, the Huskies doing well, and the Seattle Storm are in the playoffs.
Right.
So there's a lot of things to keep everybody's interest, but he wants it focused on the Mariners in a September pennant race. This is a big deal, and I know that it's so novel here that people may have a hard time knowing how to act.
That's right. So let's look ahead to the rest of the games that they have on their docket.
This schedule is very favorable to the Mariners. They have 10 at home. Besides the 3 against Houston, they have 3 more next week against Toronto, which has lost 10 of 14 entering the weekend. They go on the road for 6 against Minnesota for 3 and Houston for 3, and then they close with 4 against the A's. None of those teams are playing very well right now, so the chances of success really are in the Mariners' favor. They are just a little ways behind the last playoff position. The schedule is working in their favor, and they finally got a rotation, a bullpen, and a lineup that are all clicking simultaneously. It is hard to believe.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.